Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, Adventure Coteers. It's me, Mark Gagliardi, your favorite work juice player. It was a real treat seeing so many of you at our live show, and we hope you're enjoying these podcast episodes, which came from that really fun show. We especially love that so many of you joined us for the pre-show and post-show games and fun arounds. Now, if you missed out on those or you want to watch them again, we've got great news for you. That video content is available exclusively on our Patreon. Go to patreon.com/thrillingadventurehour and become a supporter. The Patreon is full of fun, exclusive content. You'll have access to our complete podcast catalog, which isn't available anywhere else, as well as bonus podcast episodes like never released early shows, panel conversations, and lots more. You'll also get first crack at live show tickets and more goodies. We really appreciate your support, and indeed, it's through your support that the show continues to exist at all. So go to patreon.com/thrillingadventurehour to pledge only $5 per month to access everything that the Work Juice Corporation has to offer.
It's time to send the little ones to dreamland and set your radio's dial. Spooky. Bolt the doors, lock your windows, and steel yourself for beyond belief. Meet Frank and Sadie Doyle, the toast of the upper crust, headliners on the society pages. And oh yes, they see ghosts.
Who cares what evil lurks in the hearts of men?
Unless evil's carrying the martini tray, darling.
Join the Doyles in tonight's dark episode, Son of a Creature Man. Our story begins high above Park Avenue in Frank and Sadie Doyle's penthouse suite.
Frank, darling, what is it you're doing there? It seems there's a pen in your hand rather than a glass.
Well, yes, I'm doing the crossword, love. What does it look like?
Architectural design from the size and angle of the table.
No, I'm doing the crossword for the newspaper, by which, I mean I'm creating it.
Well, how did that come about exactly?
Exactly? I'm not sure. Do you recall that bender on which we went last weekend?
Fuzzily at best.
Well, apparently as a result of something we did, I make the crossword puzzle for the newspaper now.
Not the strangest result of a bender by a far cry. Might I help you with the crossword?
Oh, of course. Let's see. Now, what's a 9-letter word?
4.
No, 9. It can have an E in it. 2 E's if you're feeling frisky.
Oh, we'd best not ignore the door. What if it's to do with something we did or the result?
You're right, of course. Once more, over to the breach.
Oh.
Mr. and Mrs. Doyle? Milburn Gedricher. This is Mrs. Church. You know Sasha.
We don't.
Fine. This is Sasha, then. Now do you know him?
Sorry. Hi. Well, I'm Sasha. We've never met, and they never listen. You don't have to do this.
Shush! We need help, and we're hoping to, you know, throw a little money at it.
As little as it takes.
Well, we already have money. Look around.
Yeah. Oh, don't let the crossword puzzle fool you. We don't know how that happened, but I assure you it's not out of necessity.
Necessity! That's a nine-letter word.
And it has an E in it.
Two, if you're counting. Hmm.
Sadie Frisky Doyle, I am counting. Now, what's a clue for necessity?
Need.
Thank you all for dropping by, but you're excused. We're now one down on our crossword puzzle, now that we've gotten through one down on our crossword puzzle. Everybody that isn't my wife should leave.
They never listen. I'll leave.
Hey, let go of me.
What you clearly don't understand is that we want your help, and my relationship with what I want is that I get it.
You will help us, or you will be sorry, for we are the six.
Are you? Maybe count again, or actually count half as much. Regardless, we won't help, and if we're sorry at all, it is only insincerely so.
Sorry.
And now we simply must get back to it. The old crossword grind, you do not know how it goes.
I love the crossword. The old age home where I volunteer, it's a lot of tea and a lot of crossword puzzles. When I see a Nana or a Grandy fold the newspaper page a certain way, I know the battle has begun.
See? This is what he's like.
Volunteering.
Of the three of you, young man, you're the one I would help with a problem.
He is the problem.
Oh, come on, lay off.
Come in.
Well, no, that wasn't knocking. That was... What was that? It was horrible.
Come in.
Hello? Oh, you don't say. You don't say. You don't say. Well, just tell him to wait his turn. We'll get to him soon enough. That was the doorman.
Well, what did he want? Well,
he said that there is currently an extremely large and ferocious dog in the lobby. He, the doorman, senses that he, the dog, wants to be sent up to here, the penthouse. He, the doorman, doesn't know how he, the doorman, knows what he, the dog, wants. He, the doorman, just knows.
Yes, 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 yes. Well, you know, that would be the giant deadly dog that's been after me all week.
Meanwhile, birds as big as dinner plates have been swooping and diving at me, wielding their beaks like switchblade knives.
It feels personal.
Because it is. The Order of the Six has been attacked. By him.
I didn't attack you. I am not a dog. I am not birds.
Should we have heard of the Order of the Six?
Oh, well, we've done the Order of the Six. It's how we obtain martinis in bars.
I like you guys.
And I'm prepared to tolerate you for as long as it benefits us.
Yeah, where are we on that?
Well, anywhere but here is my preference.
Well, I set the tone. I do not follow it. For I belong to the Order of the Six, and all else belongs to me.
The Order of the Six is the name of their rich person cult.
It's not a cult. It's a secret society composed of an elitely grandparented membership whose only goal is vastly more unearned wealth and power than that with which we started.
Yeah, who can blame us for that?
Anyone?
Everyone?
Me?
You! Blame us!
We brought you about, you ungrateful prince of hell!
Oh, now are you being poetic, or was he really a brimstone baby?
He was born of the fires below to make this earth the kindling for the fires he shall set above.
No thank you.
No thank you to your no thank you!
But he's so sweet for an infernal infant.
It's what I am. It's not who I am.
Do you know the sort of elbow grease we had to get other people to expend to make him happen?
Yeah, we got the best in the world at being the worst in the world. What do you call him? You know, from chess?
Pawns.
Yeah, pawns. We had to, what do you call it? You know, from rituals?
Sacrifice.
The pawns we had to sacrifice in order to have the mechanism created, in order to have the devil's son manifested.
It took planning, which took planners. Planners we financed.
We hold all of the rights to this dark messiah in perpetuity. And what does he turn around and do?
He's killing us.
Hang on.
Us.
Hang on.
Us.
Hang on.
Us!
You created an actual monster, only to be surprised at this grim result.
Not surprised. Outraged!
And surprised at the direction of the result. Us!
Well, we have precious little sympathy for your predicament.
We don't care what you have. Help me or so help me, we'll have made you sorry.
He needs to stop killing us this instant.
I am not killing you.
You say he's killing you, and he says he's not. It's difficult to know just whom to believe.
But simple to know just whom to prefer to believe.
Thank you.
Incorrect.
He's not killing us straightforwardly. It's through birds and dogs and other terrible ways that the other four of our order have met gruesome demises.
Yep, one was impaled by a rod.
But that kind of thing happens all the time.
Around you?
Yes.
Another was decapitated by a pane of glass.
Hey, am I responsible every time a person is decapitated by a pane of glass?
I think so.
It does happen a lot around me.
Uh-huh. Then there was J. Avarice Coveton.
See, I don't even know him.
He was, by all appearances, trampled by a horse.
Wait, was that the man who had all those horses who told me I was basically one of his horses that hadn't been broken yet? He did have a lot of horses. Maybe one of them hadn't been broken yet.
He was found trampled in his sauna.
Well, don't bring a horse in a sauna. That's on him.
It would have to be a very small horse.
Or a very large sauna. Mm. Which would work against the sauna's very purpose.
Well, the bigger they are, the hotter they heat. Old sauna proverb.
You said he was equinely trampled by all appearances.
Yes. Was it or wasn't it a horse?
I would watch that show.
His staff heard a whinnying and his body had been flattened and covered in hoof prints, but there wasn't a single horse on the property at the time.
There had been a horse fire in the stables, you see. Possibly unrelated tragedy.
Possibly.
No horse was ever found with blood on its hooves.
It's just the sort of mysterious, roundabout, deadly happenstance for which the young man is responsible.
Yeah, last was poor Preston. Drowned looking at a photograph of a boat.
Now that one was probably me.
Oh, but they all were!
Yes, of course, they were! It's the only explanation, isn't it? But I didn't do anything. I didn't will any of it any more than I'm willing the dog or the birds. I would stop it if I could.
You could stop it if you'd simply embrace the darkness.
Resisting that is resisting us, which works against us in two ways.
May I just ask, how did you find your way here? Did someone give you our name? You're not the usual sort to come to us for help with their monster problems.
Their what?
Monster problems?
There's monsters?
Ask the devil's son.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're not here for our assistance vis-a-vis that which bumps in the night, why are you here asking for...
Demanding!
Our help.
Not your active assistance. We just need a moment with this painting on your wall.
Well, why didn't you just say so? That makes sense.
Does it?
No, that makes no sense.
Well, you don't know the painting's provenance.
No. It caught our eye at a recent auction because its subject strongly resembles the tree under which Frank and I had our first date. A picnic.
To look at it, you can just hear the bottles clanking around nervously in the basket.
I could hardly hear them over the sound of my own beating heart, falling as it was and has continued to ever since for you, my love.
Yes, well, okay, no more telling us about that. Just stop talking about you as if you matter.
Yes, it was our painting and we were not to be outbid, but we missed the auction entirely as we were chased by birds as big as dinner plates and a dog as fierce as the moon at midnight.
Is that an expression?
It is a rich person's expression.
Is it?
If you have to ask, you cannot afford it.
So, I gather that's not just any painting, then.
Oh, is the gate to hell just any gate?
Ferdinand Gondigan painted that painting in Latin on a canvas of virginal human skins.
They shouldn't still call it a canvas, then.
They don't. Furthermore, that's no picnic tree, or picnic tree. That's the tree of evil from which the serpent seduced Eve in the Garden of Eden. This is what's known as a tabula fervis, and the order of the six are its rightful owners. So.
Well, that can't be right. I have the bill of sale somewhere.
The only import the bill of sale has is that the seller's copy is how we tracked the tabula fervis here.
We had it tracked.
Well, it will be our conduit. We implore the Dark Lord through this dark art to hear our dark complaint. Neque poro quisquam est, qui dolorum ipsum quia dolor!
Oh, Frank, look, the painting of the tree is caught on fire.
Well, it's just a painting of a fire.
Heed our appeal, your malevolent majesty. Understand our grievance and attend your humble servants.
Servants?
Humble?
Sasha, is that you? Are you talking into my painting telephone?
Oh, most evil one.
We are grateful for your acquiescence.
My what?
No. Hey, Doyles.
Hello, the devil.
Sasha.
Yeah. You're the devil. You're my father.
I go by many names.
Okay, I guess that's an answer.
Satan. Dad. Pop. Lucifer. Luce, if you want. Call me Ishmael. That's from Moby Dick.
I know what it's from.
Look, do you see? This is how he is. Disobeys, disrespects.
He was created to bring an end to life as we know it, and instead he is bringing an end to life as we know it.
He volunteers. Makes me sick. He's a genuinely good person.
Ugh.
Well, perhaps it's just a rebellious stage. That's a quality of youth, right? Or perhaps, oh, young man, were you rebelling to get your father's attention?
What? I don't know.
Oh, what a gruff shrug. Were you? Do they do that, youths?
Regular shrug.
Oh.
We tried to guide him down the path to perdition to no avail. It seems likely that without unholy interference, he might just be good forever.
Is this true, Sasha?
Oh, yeah. So a rich person says Latin to a tree painting and all of a sudden you care about me?
Oh, you dare speak like that to the King of Hell? You will finally be made sorry, and I'm happy to be here to see it. Ha!
Hey! Stop. Let me talk to my kid. I've always cared. I'm not just the devil incarnate. I'm your father incarnate.
You haven't been incarnate my whole life, and now you want what?
Whatever you want. Whatever you're willing to give. I may not have been incarnate, but I have been watching.
Well, I didn't know that, did I?
Look, so you've seen him with a service to the community and his non-unholy acts?
Are you not enraged?
I have a lot of feelings.
But the plan, the project, the end times.
Will you not intercede?
What do you have in mind?
Punish him!
Teach him our ways, your ways.
It sounds like you want me to give Sasha an internship. I can do that. What? Would you want that, Sash? Spend some time with the old man? Okay, I get it. All I want you to do is explore the world and your place in it. It's all for you. Figure out who you are, who you want to be. The great destruction will happen when it happens. Now, later, maybe never, because of you or not. The only thing you have to do to make me proud is to be you.
How sweet.
Now, any chance this rubbed off on you two? Either of your hearts grow a couple sizes?
Unacceptable. This is not how the devil speaks.
It is not how a father speaks.
Well, that explains you, doesn't it?
I won't have it, nor will I have it had. We'll have words, devil.
Well, now, before you do, consider this. The people who've treated his son like he's their weapon keep winding up dead, despite Sasha's lack of animus.
Meaning it's you behind their circuitous ends, isn't it? The devil.
Of course. He's my son, and I'm, you know, me.
So, considering that, do you still wish to give the devil a piece of your mind?
Oh, even more so! The unmitigated gall of it!
How dare you!
Deals were made generations ago.
You may rule down there, but we rule up here.
We are the ones that were convenient to us.
And furthermore,
make a mean dog chase me.
And another thing.
We demand to speak to whomever is in charge.
Oh, here we go.
That ought to do it.
You demand?
We are the rightful holders of the tabula fervis. You will do as we tell you.
If you really want to, you can meet the one in charge. Now, you understand, this is my supervisor. Not in the sense that I answer to him. He's who executes my vision, supervises for me. I hate torturing, but I love having tortured. Let me just send you to see him, or have you sent, rather.
Wait!
No? Great. Do all the sound effects happen? Okay. You're gonna like this. Watch.
Wait, no, don't. Don't. Stop. Please.
Thank you.
Merciful boy.
Thank you.
You'll break the windows, get blood on the rug. What if one of the liquor carts gets knocked over?
Oh, thank you.
Merciful boy.
Can we do this somewhere else?
We? Us? Together?
Yeah. I like that.
Lead the way, son. They'll follow, and so will the dog, and so will the birds. I'll be right along.
Yeah? Okay. Come on.
Legs!
Oh, so now you're this person?
Start obeying me! No!
Something we can do for you?
While I'm here, I just thought I may as well ask. I don't suppose you'd consider selling me your souls, would you? I'd love to have them.
Oh, no, thank you.
Yes. We have everything we need, except for privacy.
You dare to address the devil with such pointed social cues?
Have we met? Yes.
Fair enough.
You know, love, I really thought the crossword puzzle would play into this more somehow. Like, in the end, baby.
And now, Frank darling, it has. Oh.
It seems Frank and Sadie saved the day, and not an omen too soon. As the Order of the Six learned that all's hell that ends hell, and that the devil may indeed care. Join the Doyles next time when they once again walk beyond belief in a terrifying tale titled The Jekylls in the Mail.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work. If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.